We're here with Speaker Lori Jenkins. It is the second week of the 2025 legislative session. Why don't you bring us up to speed on what's been going on?
You know, the first 10 days of every odd year session are filled with a lot of ceremonial things. So last week, last Monday, everybody got sworn in. Then on Tuesday, Governor Inslee made his final State of the State speech, and then the governor, Governor Ferguson, made his inaugural speech, and then we had the inaugural gala. And today we kind of topped it off with our Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Deborah Stevens, giving her State of the Judiciary speech. So we now have finished all the ceremonial things, but we've been having committee hearings and all kinds of stuff like that since we started, since the opening day. So we fit all of those ceremonial things into our work. Because we've got to get a lot of work done over the next 105 days. I'll talk about two things that are going on. One is that we have a significant budget shortfall this year in Washington State, $12 billion. And just to give people a sense about what that might look like, we're not going to do this. But if you eliminated all state funding to the community and technical colleges and all of our four-year institutions, that would come close to $12 billion. We are not going to do that, but that gives people a sense of scope. Or, for example, if we eliminated all state funding for the Department of Children, Youth, and Families that does all the child protection work, and the Department of Corrections, that would be $12 billion, about, not quite. But so that gives people a sense of the scope of it. So it's really a lot of work that we've got to do. Our budget team is already working very, very hard. We're going to have to do reductions, and we're going to have to probably figure out how to add some revenue, some taxes, and make sure, as we've been working these last number of years, that wealthy corporations and people pay their fair share to make sure that people across the state get the services that they deserve. So that's been hard work that we've started already. And then we're also working on policy issues. I would say, I think the biggest policy bill that we moved in the very first week, well, we heard it the first day of session, and then it got moved out of committee earlier this week, was the rent stabilization bill. And that bill says that if somebody rents an apartment, a condo, rents a house, that once they start renting, that the landlord can only raise rent by a certain percentage every year. It has some other elements to it, but that's the big issue. And then once they move out, the landlord can raise rent however much they want for the next renter. But it's an attempt to try and create some predictability for renters. Those of us who own a home, we know what our house payment is going to be every month. I know what my house payment is going to be every month for the next 30 years. Right? And I can plan my life around that. But last year I had a constituent who came to me, a senior citizen woman who was living on Social Security, and she brought me all of her paperwork because she thought I wouldn't believe her when she told me this, that her rent had been increased 70% over the prior 2 years. And she said to me, I don't know where I'm going to go. I can't get money any other way than my Social Security check. And so, again, this rent stabilization is really an attempt to make sure that folks who are renters have predictability, have stability in their rent. My caucus has been very, very interested in doing this bill, really wants it to pass. We moved it off the floor of the House last year. We'll do that this year, I believe. And the Senate last year didn't move it, but the Senate is really expressing a strong interest in the bill this year. So my hope is that we'll get it to Governor Ferguson's desk. It'll take a while to get there, but this will be one of our major pieces of work on both housing and affordability for people. I guess the last thing I'll say about it is these rent increases have been shown to be one of the biggest contributors to homelessness in Washington State. So we very much hope it'll help keep people out of homelessness and becoming unhoused. And we'll have lots of other housing bills to try and build more housing and do all kinds of other things, but are looking forward to having this bill to be protective of renters.
Speaker Lori Jenkins, who leads the House Democratic Caucus in the Washington State House of Representatives, will catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Jen.